This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The town of Lark Harbor is not at all pleased with the slow progress of getting a cargo vessel safely removed from its shoreline. The MSC Baltic 3 ran aground in Cedar Cove on February 15th after losing power. The vessel cannot be safely towed due to severe structural damage to the hull. The Coast Guard is overseeing the operation, and Bruce English told Bay FM News last week that half the heavy fuel on board has been removed, but says there are other fuels on board. Lark Harbor Mayor Wade Park says a contractor is expected to finish a light vehicle road in the area this week, but it won't be used to get materials from the ship.
This road is just an access road for lighter vehicles for ECSC to sell that the environmental group so they can get back and forth to Cedar Cove with pickups or trailers with booms and such on it. And that has nothing to do with taking any materials such as fuel containers or any parts of the boat on that road.
Park says the original plan in March was to construct a 4.1-kilometer road to be able to take materials away, and the winds have hampered salvage operations.
Lark Harbor, let's say, intrude a multipurpose trail and onto Cedar Cove and starts the salvage operation from there. The winds are very high, and the barge and the Dublin cargo ship and the barge is over anchored in York Harbor, waiting, I guess, for the winds to drop out and whatever the next phase is going to be of the removal.
Park says there's still a lot of fuel on board, and the weather is a big factor.
We're still concerned big time. You know, there's no, our minds are no way by at ease at all by what the amount of fuel we got taken off. It's half of the heavy fuels. And our statement right from the get-go is like, perfect calm weather for that barge to be alongside to get the fuel from the Baltic to the frac tanks on the barge. It's going to be far and few between like these days.
Park says August gales are common in the area, which means there are only a couple of months left to get the vessel out of there. He says there's road work, construction, and water and sewer taking place this summer. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.